Okay. Thank you everyone for coming. This is Kamulaki Dasi. Today we are going to study, I don't know about the study, but at least we are going to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 24, and verse number, text number 191. I don't know if everybody can hear. Vinaya Mataji can tell me, because last time she was saying my voice was very low. So please let me know.
Mataji, your voice is perfect, Mataji, today. Hare Krishna, very, very fortunate, Mataji, to have you on the call today, Mataji. Please start the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna, it's perfect, Mataji, today call is.
Maybe then I should use this Chromebook every time. Hare Krishna. Yeah, text number one, the chapter entitled is Explanation of the Atmaram Verse. Lord Chaitanya is explaining Atmaram Verse to Sanatana Goswami, who requested, because he had heard that Lord Chaitanya had explained this Atmaram Verse to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Jagannath Puri. So he wanted to also hear this explanation of Atmaram Verse. So then Lord Chaitanya is giving, in the beginning he says that he doesn't remember what he has said, but by your association I can reflect on me, and then I can explain to you. So even though he's a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's giving all the credit and honors to his devotees, he's the wonderful Lord. So in this, and he's explaining, it's been a long time that we've been studying this Atmaram verse, and Lord Chaitanya is describing how there are 11 words in the Atmaram verse and how the different meanings for all words he has been given. And now he's explaining about the how to attain Krishna, and this is very, very wonderful. So, and he's saying he had explained up to now all these different ways to progress in the spiritual life, and now he this verse she describes. That text number 191, Vichara kari aya be bhaje Krishna pai, sehi buddhi dena tanre yar Krishna pai. Very wonderful verse. So translation is considering all these points. When one engages in the service of Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna gives one the intelligence by which he can gradually progress toward perfection in service to the Lord. I will read a couple of verses, then we will discuss. And text number 192. 192. Tesam satata yuktanam. These are all related verses. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam dam yena mam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I yield the understanding by which they can come to me. And this is a quotation from Bhagavad Gita 10:10. So there is in Bhagavad Gita there is a purport, but I think it's a little longer. Let me see. Okay. But I will just read about this, and like Krishna says, he buddhi yoga. He gives the buddhi yoga. So I will just, with the description about the buddhi yoga, what is the meaning of the buddhi yoga. In this world, the word Buddhi Yoga is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord, instructing Arjuna, said that he had spoken to him of many things and that he would instruct him in the way of Buddhi Yoga. Now Buddhi Yoga is explained. Buddhi Yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence and yoga means mystic. Yoga, okay, means a mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, his action is called Buddhi Yoga. In other words, Buddhi Yoga is a process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. So people do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna. And when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed and the ultimate goal is achieved. And it's also described in a purport that Srila Prabhupada also says that the goal is decided, goal is known, and he has a guru also, except guru has given shelter. But then sometimes it happens that the devotee cannot progress effectively, so Krishna gives him the intelligence, the Buddhi Yoga, to progress. So now I'll also read them. I think this next verse is 193. Satsanga Krishna Seva Bhagavato Nam Rajevasa Ehi Pancha Sadhana Pradhan. To be elevated to the platform of devotional service, the following five items should be observed. Association with devotees, engagement in the service of Lord Krishna, the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, the chanting of the holy names, and the residence at Vrindavan or Mathura. So sometimes we also wonder how it can be possible for everyone to go to Mathura, Vrindavan, and reside there. So Prabhupada has also given the alternative. That it's not alternative, but it's direct. That wherever the Krishna is worshipped, so that place is Vrindavan, Mathura. So, and like everybody, in all the devotees in their house, they have deities of Krishna, Nityananda, Jagannath. So then they are worshipping the Lord, they're serving the Lord. So its place is as good as Vrindavan, Mathura, or Puri. Sometimes we have Jagannath also there. So, and it also says, verse number 194, the one's dormant love for Krishna gradually awakens. If one is a little advanced in one of these five items and is intelligent. Hare Krishna. So then one has And the following verse, this is one verse I wanted to see. Yeah. Durvadbhut virye asmin shraddha dure stu panchake yatra svalpopi sambandha siddhyam bhava janmane. Translation: the power of these five principles is very wonderful and difficult to reconcile. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can experience dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. And this verse is also found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So I think I will stop it here and we'll see how we can go by this. Here we have the five potent in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami has delineated 64 items to be following. And out of those 64, the five items, these five, that Satsanga, Krishna Seva, Bhagavata, Nam, Vrajivas, these five. So, and here in this verse says, Rupa Goswami, that all these principles is very wonderful and difficult to reconcile. But even there's one has a little inclination, and that they can attain the perfection by following that, because then gradually it grows, get more and more attraction for the service and process of the devotional service. So then the main the base of all this is Nama, Harinam. Then we chant very seriously, very concentration and without offense, then everything is very easily followed. And that way we get more strength. This is a spiritual strength to follow these principles, and we can become get the goal, we can receive the goal. And so then about the chanting, I have one in Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described in a very wonderful. This is one of the songs. It came out. He said, he describes that in the family. Okay. Well, about the holy name of Krishna. And Nam, when we say Nam, Nama means Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's what Chaitanya Bhagavad, Vrindavan Das Thakur is referring in this. That's the Nam, Nam Kirtan. Nam Kirtan means this Hare Krishna mantra. It's not just one, although it consists of 16 words, 16 names of Krishna and Krishna's energy together. So, but then it's mentioned as a Nam. So anyway, in that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I will read the translation of this song, and at least one verse I'd like to say it. Sabu Panisad Ratnamala Dyuti Jakmaki Charana Samipe Mangalardi Karayanukhan Dvigunita Pancha Pradipe. See, I like this verse. It's very, very beautiful. So, specifically, this verse says about all the Upanishads are like a Ratnamala, you know, the very valuable jewel made a necklace of that, and that is residing at the Jakamaki Charana Samite, at the lotus feet of the holy name. It shines, the Ratnamala, all the Upanishads, like a Ratnamala. And then, and what happens? And what did this Upanishad do? Mangal Arati Kari Anukha. Every moment, all these Upanishads, they are performing Mangal Arati to the lotus feet of the holy name. And how is it, how they are doing? They have Pancha, Dvi Gunita Pancha Pradipa. You know, usually the Arati lamp, there are 5 weeks, but this one has Dvi means two, double, 10. Ten gives lamp, the big lamp. And with that, doing the Mangal Arati, every moment. That's what it says, without stopping. So anyway, I will read the translation of this. It's very beautiful. The whole song is very beautiful. And it's in a Gita Vali section. And it says in a Namastaka, the first one of this, prayers glorifying the holy name. And there are 8 songs. And this is the first one. It says, through the mouth of Srila Rupa Goswami, Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Shachi, preached the glories of his own holy name. There is no difference between that holy name of Lord Hari and Lord Hari himself. The Vedic scriptures sing of the true value and glory of the holy name. All the Upanishads are like a necklace of beautifully effulgent jewels shining before the lotus feet of the holy name. They perpetually perform Mangal Arati for the holy name with Arati lamps of 10 gimbiks. Within the 14 worlds, those demigods, men and demons, whose fortune is very great, perpetually drink the nectar of the sweet mellows of the holy name, casting aside all kinds of fruity activities and speculative forms of knowledge. The eternally liberated souls, however, always worship the holy name in beautifully composed hymns and songs and sit in Goloka Vrindavan constantly singing the name. Therefore, they do not know any separation from the holy name. The two syllables, Ha and Vi, are a mine of all devotional mellows. All the excesses of devotion have taken shelter in them. Falling at the lotus feet of the holy name, Thakur Bhakti Vinod says, O Harinam, I pray for residence at your lotus feet. And this another song I will do it a little later, because I want to say about some of the incidences, and I mean, you know, Prabhupada's disciple. This is happened in Vrindavan. This was in early days. With Prabhupada, the devotees from here, they had gone. And one time, the one devotee, you know, he started practicing Krishna consciousness. And so he was following all these regular activities. And he just came, he came out from the room and on the ground outside the temple building. So then from the opposite side, there was one devotee was coming. One devotee was coming one very exalted devotee, the Prabhupada's godbrother. And then that devotee, Prabhupada, Krishna, why are these? Prabhupada means Prabhupada's disciple who is there, and this devotee paid obeisances flat, you know, dandavat pranam to the. So then, and as he got up, then that devotee, you know, Prabhupada's disciple, became kind of very embarrassed and said, Prabhu, or whatever he said, why did you pay obeisances to me? Then he said, I'm not paying obeisances to you. I'm paying obeisances to this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because devotee was wearing the chadar with the Harinam Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So this exalted devotee, he was paying obeisances to the holy name, Dhanvatra. So he sees that there is no difference between the Naam and Nami. Nami is Krishna and the Naam is his name. So, and another incident that has happened that when Prabhupada was having a sannyas initiation in Mathura, I forgot the name that mosque, Keshav Math. So there, Prabhupada's godbrother was also there, also many, and there was one, was the Krishna Das. It's Babaji or whatever. I think Krishna Das, that's what I understood. Later on, he was called Krishna Das Babaji. So he was there and he was chanting, he always chanting. So then the ceremony was going on, and then we were performing the ceremony. They say that Krishna Das was chanting very loudly, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And because they wanted to chant the other mantras for the performing fire sacrifice and things like that. So they, with a hand, they made a sign to come down or lower the voice to Krishna Das. Then Prabhupada, he saw that, and Prabhupada said, he raised his hand up, chant louder like that. So we see how Krishna, Srila Prabhupada had complete faith in the holy name. And with that, he came. Yeah, he brought the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he came. Bhagavatam Charitamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita came with the holy name that Prabhupada brought. So it was very wonderful to see. And another one incident about the Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Prabhupada. He was in March, there was one devotee. And so then he always chant Hare Krishna. So then other devotees, they were complaining to Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada that he is always chanting. He doesn't do any service. He's always chanting. So Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada saying he's chanting always. That's good. What service you want him to do? Chanting is the best service. But then still they were complaining. So then Bhakti Siddhanta said, okay, you advertise in a paper that we want persons to chant Hare Krishna all the time. So everything necessities will be given. The prasadam and residence and clothing, everything will be taken care. But all you have to do is just come and chant Hare Krishna. But none of them showed up. Nobody came forward. So then Bhaktisiddhanta says, see, it's not easy to always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So and he is doing, this is the best service he is doing. So that to this I wanted to let you know. And this is another song now I was saying about. That is a song in the Sharanagati section. And it's a, in this book, it's the last one. Sharanagati. It is, describes the glory of the holy name. Glory of the name. See, I will just chant the first verse and then, because there are more. How many are there? There are eight. Eight verses. Very beautiful. It's and then I will read the translation. Krishna Naam Dhare Katavan. Krishna Naam Dhare Katavan. Visaya Vasana Nale Mora Chitta Sada Jali. Ravi Tapta Marubhuvi Sam. Karnarandra Pathadiya. Ridhi maje praveshiya, barishaya sudha anupam. The translation is, how much power does the name of Krishna possess? My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, like a desert scorched by the sun. The holy name entering within my heart through the holes of my ears showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. And I like these Bengali words, but I will just chant the verses, prayers and also read the translation. It's very nice. Hridaya haite bale jivara agrete chale shabda rupe nache anukhan kanthe mora bangeswar anga kape thar thar sthira haite napare charan. The holy name, Hare Krishna, the holy name speaks from within my heart, moves on the tip of my tongue and constantly dances on it in the form of the transcendental sound. He doesn't say how, okay, yeah, he enters through hole of ears and enters in the heart. And now he... Then my throat becomes choked up, my body violently trembles, and my feet move uncontrollably. Chakhe dhara dehe garma, pulakita sabha charma, vibarna hailo kaleva, murachita hailo man, pralayera agaman, Bhave sarva deha jar jar. Rivers of tears flow from my eyes. Perspiration pours from my body. My body thrills with rapture, causing my hair to stand on end and my skin to turn pale and discolor. My mind grows faint and I begin to experience devastation. My entire body is settled in a flood of ecstasy. Kariye to padam, chitte barse sudadram, mure dare premero sagare, kichu na bujhite dilo, mure to batula kailo. Mora chitta bita sabha hare. while causing such an ecstatic disturbance. The holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in the ocean of divine love of Godhead. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad and has stolen away my heart and all my wealth. Lainu ashraya jar heno vyaharata varnite na pare sakam Krishna nama ichha man jahe jahe sukhi hoy se mor sukher sambham. Such is the behavior of him who is now my only shelter. I am not capable of describing all this. The holy name of Krishna is independent and thus acts at his own sweet will. In whatever way he becomes happy, that is also my way of happiness. Premira kalikanam adbhutara seradam heno bala karai prakash ishat dikasi puna dekhaya nija rupa guna shitta hari laya krishna pas. The holy name is the bird of the flower of divine love, the abode of devotion's wonderful mellows. Such is the power that he manifests, that although he displays his power only slightly, he reveals his own divine form and qualities, steals my heart and takes it to Krishna. Puna bikasita haya braje more jayalaya sekhaya more swarup vilas more siddha deha diya krishna pashe rakhe giya ye dehra kare sarvanash. Being fully manifest, the holy name takes me to Raja and reveals to me his own love balance. He gives to me my own divine eternal body, keeps me near Krishna and completely destroys this mortal frame of mine. Krishna nama chintamani akhila rasa rakhani nitya mukta shuddha rasa mai namera balai jata sabalame hai hata tabe mona sukhera udai. The name of Krishna is Darshan, the mine of all devotional malice, eternally liberated in the embodiment of pure rasa. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. Srila Bhakti Thakur Ki Jai Ho. Okay, so I think, and these are the five principles also we have all, I think I already read these five principles that we should observe anyway. So I think I will stop here. So if anybody has any questions or comments, or suggestion, correction, please let me know. And please, thank you, everyone.
Hare Krishna, Kamadaki Mataji. Beautiful class, very, very sweet. Really love you were describing the verses of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and then giving this pastime of Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where it's really, really not easy to chant the holy. It is the most difficult thing, but we should relish the holy names ultimately. Thank you so much, Mataji. Lovely class. Hare Krishna.
Yes, it's not easy to chant. But we are given, even though I'm not qualified, but I'm given the name. So then I was thinking that why I should read all the Bhagavad and all the thing. There's no need, because all has to need is chanting. So, but then I thought, but if somebody asks, then I can say and explain about it. So that's why I should read. So that's why I was reading. Anyway, so Hare Krishna. Thank you, Priti Lakshmi Mataji. You're always encouraging me. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Vrinda Gopika Mataji.
Hari Hari Bol, Srila Prabhupada.
Hari Hari.
How nice of you to explain, Mataji. Just here and here and here, in a childhood, my mom and dad is taking us to hear the Shishi Dangre Maharaj Katha. Maybe everybody don't understand, but that is like this tune, how, like, it's very, very, very inspiring and enthusiastic that we just hear, hear and hear, Mataji. And you explain about the Japa, Mataji. Yes, it is very hard. From last 9 months, I told Ma, please job, but 5 minutes, it's over. It's not easy job. And even Srila Prabhupada's story, Mataji, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your deep, deep devotional association. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, ki jai. Hari Hari Bol. Haji Komadi ki Mataji, ki
Jai Mataji. Mataji, very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Nice singing of bhajan and explaining the meaning. And very nice class about the holy name and importance of holy name, Mataji. So beautiful, Mataji. And your class was so loud, Mataji. I could hear everything clearly. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Mataji. Then I should use this. I was just using the phone, you know, the home phone, the landline.
Oh, okay. Please use the same time everything that you did today, Mataji. Then we can hear it very nicely, very loud, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Namaskar.
Hare Krishna, Kamaliki Mataji. Please
accept my humble supriya, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for this beautiful class. Starting, I missed for a few minutes, Mataji, but I'll listen again to the recording. But I listened to the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's importance of Japa and your song and the meaning. All are beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for this class. It was really wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, all of you, because of your guidance and all. I don't know what to say, but your devotees have very nice feelings.
Mataji, when you are singing that all the slokas, it's like a doha in a Gujarati that just sing a doha. It's a touch to heart, Mataji. Always sing in this tune, Mataji. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. This is Bengali. Bhakti Thakur has written all the songs in Bengali. It's very, very nice.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dana Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So beautiful class, Mataji. So much the feeling good, Mataji, hearing you. You always encourage everyone and then you always give the praise. But your class was so
not able to hear, Mataji.
It's blank. Everyone is there or not?
Everyone is there, Mataji.
Mataji,
Arjuna Mataji was stopped in between.
Okay.
Kamodiki Mataji got drop off.
I thought, you know, I was talking and I just wasn't looking at it, but then it was off. I don't know why it does that. Hare Krishna, everyone. Please forgive me.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
I don't know why it turns off itself. So it was off. Now I was keep on talking. Anyway, thank you very much, all of you. Please accept my humble obeisances. वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनन्तकोटिवैष्णववृन्द की जय
जय
चैतन्यचरितामृत की जय
जय
की माताजी की जय
जय।